Meet the characters.
Chen Bambu. She is a great storyteller. Together with Chao Li Qing, her brother, she forms an artistic duo called Hong Ying Wu, who travel to all the villages to tell the best-known classic tales. Chen Bambu is responsible for writing the versions of the stories and creating the dialogues. She is an imaginative, intelligent girl with lots of artistic skills. She always wants to encourage the audience, and to do that, she studies all the necessary dialogues. Her repertoire includes Hans Christian Andersen's best-known tales, such as The Emperor's New Clothes, The Nightingale, The Matchstick, The Ugly Duckling, The Little Mermaid, and The Tin Soldier.
Chao Li Qing. The other half of this artistic duo, Hong Ying Wu. Chao and his sister Chen Bambu tell all kinds of stories and tales, but their repertoire focuses mostly on the stories of the popular writer Hans Christian Andersen. Chao's role in the duo is to help tell these beautiful stories through the dialogues written by his sister Chen. Chao is an excellent dancer who is always willing to show off his skills.
Kumiko, the Chinese Empress of the Ming Dynasty. She is the young Empress of China, who lives in the Forbidden City, a palatial complex located in Beijing, the capital of China. The Empress's family is represented by the symbol of the Red Dragon. The Empress is a proud woman who rules by breaking the backs of her people. Her biggest concern is looking beautiful in the eyes of everyone, and therefore she persists in wasting the taxpayers' money in acquiring beautiful clothes that she always wants to wear. The visit of a well-known tailor makes her greed reach new heights, and she insists on getting the most beautiful dress made that anyone has ever seen.
Puyi, the tailor. Puyi is the tailor who goes to the Forbidden City to offer his services to the Empress of China. Puyi, whose real name is Tan Chen Tuo, is a liar who only wants to make easy money. He pretends to be a tailor, making the Empress of China and all her court believe that he can make the most beautiful dress that has ever been seen, but he will make it with a special cloth, invisible to the eyes of those who are stupid. A lie with which to convince the Empress, who is eager to look even more beautiful.
Feng Huang, the Nightingale. He is the Empress's favorite pet. The nightingale accompanies her every afternoon and with his beautiful singing brightens up her day. The nightingale lives in the palace gardens of the Forbidden City and is admired by all the court both for his song and for his beauty. His name is Feng Huang, which means Chinese phoenix. He is a bird of beautiful plumage and is able to sing for hours and hours, bringing happiness to anyone who listens.
Narumi. She is a Chinese girl who goes to the parade where the Empress of China shows off her new dress, the one that has been made by Puyi, the tailor that everyone talks about. But what will happen when Narumi says aloud something that everyone sees but nobody dares? Narumi is the one to discover Puyi's deception and make the Empress realize her great mistake.
People, courtesans, and servants of the Empress. They all live in China with the Empress and they attend to all her requests. All of them believe that the Empress is their sovereign ruler, but conceited and narcissistic. She does not govern the people fairly, given that she is unaware of their hardships and only interested in her personal appearance. Everyone wants the Empress to realize that to be a good ruler, she must attend to all the needs of those under her rule.